Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He is Doug Deacon, and he's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Deke. How are you?
I'm good, good. How about yourself? I'm trying to avoid the midges off the lake.
God, ain't that the truth, man? Those things are everywhere.
Oh, man, and normally they don't seem to last this long, but they're as pesky as the Steelers.
Oh, Deke, hey, let me ask you, yesterday when you heard Odell got sent home, what was the first thing that went through your mind?
Oh, boy. I mean, you know, there's always something with Odell, but when it gets to be something like that, then, you know, you sit there and you say, well, I just hope it's not a positive test.
You really, that's all you can do. The one that scares me, though, is Jarvis Landry and the hip and rib injury and all that stuff. What do you think about that injury, and is that something he could just play through?
Well, I mean, there's certain ways it can help you play through it that they can do. But I think, you know, when we saw Jarvis drop a couple passes last week after he took that big hit, I think that was an indication that, you know, he wasn't 100%, because Jarvis doesn't drop anything. And I think, you know, once you get clocked, you know, from a blindside hit, then you start, you know, peeking up the field when you're trying to catch the ball. And I think, you know, that was one of the problems that he had with the two drops, because he's got as good as hands as I've seen.
Deke, you worried about Baker Mayfield playing this week or being healthy?
I mean, you know, you'd like to, you know, think that he'd be 100%, but, you know, I don't think, you know, once you start a season in the NFL, anybody's 100%. But as long as it, you know, doesn't affect his play, you know, unfortunately, you know, you don't have Nick Chubb to lean on in the running game. But, you know, Kareem has played very well, and the Ernest Johnson has really shown up the last couple weeks. So, I mean, it, you know, as they say, the next man up policy. But, you know, you'd like to be have as many veterans and players available for the Steelers as you can, because, you know, they play a physical brand of football, and, you know, you got to match it.
How do you slow down the Steelers defense? Because, man, they've got some guys on there.
Oh, they do. I mean, and, you know, they added Claypool, which is, you know, giving them speed that they haven't had in the past. You know, but the Steelers, you know, have always been a team that would, you know, likes to run, and they take a lot of pride in their power running game. But, you know, all of a sudden Ben's got a couple new weapons, and, you know, Ben is, you know, back to being Ben. He's, what, thrown 10 TDs and just one interception so far in the season. So it looks like his elbow is 100%.
Deke, if they had to go to Case Keenum this week, what are your thoughts on that and the transition? It's always – Not that I want them to go to Case Keenum this week,
man,
but if they had to go
this.
To him,
don't do
what
this.
Do you think?
Whoever's playing quarterback, I think the thing you got to look at with the Steelers is, you know, you've got to get the ball out quick. I mean, because they've got, you know, they'll put five guys on the line of scrimmage, and they'll bring all five of them. And, you know, on the season, they've already got 20 sacks. So, you know, they've got the two outside linebackers that are, you know, quasi defensive ends that are, you know, Watt and Dupree, that can really get after the quarterback. So, and then the other part of that combination is that they got the cornerbacks in the back end, and, you know, Joe Hayden, and so they can shut you down. I mean, they're a good defensive team. They're not ranked as high as Indianapolis last week, but I would have to say they're probably overall a better defense than Indianapolis.
Deke, what do you do with those two big boys up front, and Cam Hayward and T.J. Watt, and I guess you could throw Bud Dupree in there as well. I mean, is there going to be Is it all about just, hey, get the ball out, you know, as fast as you possibly can, or is there some other kind of
thing? Well, I think what you know, with Dupree and Watt on the outside, you know, they come off the edges and they, you know, they force you to step up in the pocket. And, you know, then all of a sudden you got Cam Hayward, who's been, you know, an all-pro the last two out of the last 3 years, inside just, you know, squeezing the pocket. So, you know, they're a pretty good defensive front. I mean, they've I think, got six first-round draft picks on their starting defense. And so it's a talented group. And you just got to, you know, make sure that you get the ball out quick and you got everybody blocked up.
Do you think Kevin Stefanski has something up his sleeve for this game? I think he's kind of approaching every game as it comes, but I mean, it is a meaningful game because it's an AFC North game, and or is he just, you know, just juggling injuries and saying, I just got to make sure I got the best team out there?
Well, no, I think, you know, like everything, you go into the game plan with, you know, where do we attack these guys? And you know, obviously, you know, if you look at the pressure they can put on, you got to get the ball out early. Well, you know, they're stout against the run, but, you know, you still have to run the football to make sure that, you know, you know it helps your pass protection and, you know, just keep them honest. You know, otherwise, they're, you know, they like the blitz. I mean, they'll bring a lot of people. And, you know, sorting out the blitzes thing, you know, they bring that cornerback, Hilton, the nickelback, quite a bit. And so, you know, you got to make sure, you know, you pick out the five guys that the offensive line are responsible for, and the running back's going to have to be alert too, because they're going to bring a bunch of things. I think, you know, one thing that they, you know, the Browns can do is, you know, use multiple tight ends, because their strong safety is probably one of the weaker links in the back end. And then, you know, the Vince Williams, the inside linebacker, if you can get him in coverage, you know, that's a mismatch you want.
Doug Deacon, color commentator of the Browns Radio Network, joining us on the North Umpster Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, Deke, this rivalry goes back a long time, as you know oh so well. So do us a solid. We're all going to sit on the carpet for a little bit. Give us the best Browns Steelers story that you've got.
Oh, boy. I mean, there's been a lot. I mean, you know, we at the stadium here, you had Joe Jones, you know, spiking Bradshaw. Then you had Joe Green kicking Bob McKay where, you know, where it really hurts. Then you had Ronnie Bolton spitting on Lynn Swann. I mean, there's been then you had after my days, you had James Harrison, you know thinking he was at a shooting range, you know, hitting clay pigeons when the guys were coming across on crossing routes. I mean, there's been a lot of, you know, good physical football games. And, you know, one of the things that at the old Three Rivers Stadium, when you came off the fields before you went to the locker room, you had to crisscross between one side of the field to the other. So you had to walk through the Steelers, and the Steelers had to walk through you. There was always some nice, you know, pleasantries exchange. And then you'd go down the tunnel to go to the locker room. Then you'd be looking, coming at one another, and then you'd peel off to go to your locker room, and there's some other nice, you know, pleasantries exchange. It's always been a pretty intense rivalry.
A lot of Hallmark moments in that.
Oh,
Hallmark.
Boy. Somebody used to tell me I still get the Mother's Day card from Dwight White.
Deke, if you're a head coach or you're a coach in this situation, how do you handle a game like that, where you know it's going to be a physical game and you know that there can be a lot of outside noise? I think winning has helped Kevin Stefanski control any outside noise that's been out there. But how do you control it, and how do you focus on just one game at a time and one play and understanding the importance of just every snap, rather than trying to look at a big picture or trying to say we're going to be 5-1 or trying? Because I don't think this franchise, organization, or team has any business thinking beyond the next snap.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's one game at a time, one play at a time. And, you know, one of the amazing stats was when I heard that, you know, the Steelers, this is the first time they've been 4-0 since 1978. You know, and you think of, you know, there's been a couple Super Bowl teams, you know, since then. And you say, you know, well, you know, every Sunday, you know, somebody can sneak up and beat somebody. And I think, you know, the Steelers, I think they've started to earn respect for the Browns, because, you know, for a while there, you know, that was, they just checked that off as a win. But, you know, when you look at what the Browns have been able to do and the way, you know, Kevin has got them to cut down on their penalties and turnovers, you know, I think the Browns are tied for the lead with the giveaway takeaway at plus six. You know, that's the big difference in these football games. And, you know, they come in bunches. But, you know, you just want to make sure you're on the takeaway end of it, not the giveaway end.
Does this game mean a little bit extra inside of that locker room for these guys, or is it just another game against a good team?
No, it means extra because it's in your division, and it's, you know, it's a team that's you know, one of the top teams in the NFL. And, you know, okay, you know, you beat Dallas, but yeah, Dallas, you know, their defense wasn't very good. You beat, you know, Indy, but, you know, okay, they were missing a couple pieces and parts. Each week is a, you know, is it a prove me week. And you know, I think when you look at the Steelers year in, year out, you know, they're always at the top of the standings usually, or at least second. So this, you know, this is a good quality, would be a good quality win. And you know, we've stacked four together, you know, and if you can stack five together, you're starting to really catch some people's attention.
Deke, last question for you. The Browns will win if they do blank.
Well, I think if they don't turn the ball over and they get the takeaways. I think, you know, getting back those takeaways, you know, the defense is, you know, as much as we got a lot of star power, you might say, on the offensive side of the ball, the defense is, you know, set them up pretty good, you know, in field position and takeaway, you know, in different situations. And, you know, in all football games, I think, you know, you look at the turnover, and that's usually the end of the telltale sign of who wins or loses.
Deke, thank you very much. Looking forward to listening to you on Sunday, as I have for the last couple of weeks. I've really enjoyed listening to the radio broadcast, and thanks for bringing it in my car for me. So thank
okay.
you.
Appreciate the time, Deke, and just think of dealing with the midges like dealing with Steelers fans.
Okay.
See you,
buddy. We'll talk to you later, Deke. Doug Deacon on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.